This is KUT. Election officials have begun a statewide tour to get the word out about voter registration and new voter ID rules this year. The tour comes after a judge knocked down the state's voter ID law and ruled officials must spend $2.5 million explaining what's changed. But when Texas Secretary of State Carlos Coscos visited UT Austin to talk about voting, the new rules weren't really the focus. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more.
Secretary Carlos Coscos talked to students in an undergraduate American history class at UT Austin. According to a press release, he was there to talk about what forms of identification voters need to have when they go to the polls in November. But most of the time, Coscos talked about voting in general, you know, run-of-the-mill voter outreach stuff.
One quarter of the room here could have flipped my election the other way. So every vote does count.
Coscos also talked about voter apathy and the importance of down-ballot races. But filling in voter information gaps for students didn't end up being the focus of this event. If anything, there was more of an emphasis on voter registration.
You have to decide at some point where you're going to register to vote. So with all the hands being raised about registering to vote, I'm assuming that you're going to register here in Travis County, which is fine.
Any other election year, this would be fine. But this isn't a regular year. Right now, the state is under a court order to educate voters about changes to its voter ID law. The state used to require voters use one of seven acceptable photo IDs. It was one of the strictest laws in the country. But officials lost a lengthy court battle over that law, and it's since been changed. And state officials like Coscos have a short window to educate people about those changes. And the only reason Coscos even talked about voter ID during his visit to the UT class is because a student specifically asked what ID she needed to vote. Here's part of Coscos's response.
But now, for those that do not have that form of ID, for whatever reason, then they have the opportunity to sign a form stating why they don't have any form of the seven, and then they can present a non-photo ID. They can present something like a utility bill with their name and an address on it.
College students are going to be a tricky crowd to educate on this stuff anyway, because they move so much and typically have multiple addresses in a short period of time. For Jaime Gonzalez Jr., a freshman at UT Austin, he thought he had everything he needed to vote until I asked him about it.
I just show him like a government ID, like my driver license, my ID, Texas ID, because we're in Texas, and so forth, yeah.
And so does the ID's address match the address on your voter registration?
No. No, I don't.
A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office says voter education materials are in the works, but there were none during yesterday's stop. For now, the agency is directing people to the state's voter website for information. The state will also be buying ads closer to the election aimed at voter education related to the new voter ID rules. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.